This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Here's to the farmer, the plants, the fields, and the spring. The turn from green to that harvest honey. One up for the banker downtown that got him on his feet with handshake of money. Here's to the farmer's wife that loves him every night.
Going through the farm file. This is Good Days, American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. Yes, I am an American Family Farmer. Those of you who have listened to me for a long time know my connection to cows and to the dairy business and to raising feed for the animals over the years and how I got to where I am. My love of the animals and my love of farming brings me as a broadcaster to trying to help the circumstances that we all find ourselves in, or too many of us find ourselves in. So as we identify who the American family farmers are and the problems, it gives me a lot of pleasure to bring people to you each week at this time to solve some of the problems in our food supply system. So the program is basically aimed at the family farmer, the business people that own service companies, sometimes the family farmers themselves that own the businesses, and then the locavores who utilize the products that we produce. It's a growing group. You can find this program on about 160 stations around the country now, and also in my farm radio app. There's a lot of ag radio around, and this program is becoming more and more popular because it gives some folks a different point of view. I acknowledge email that's sent to me. If you want to have some input on who we talk to and what we talk about, send it to Doug at DougSteffen.com, STEPHAN. Mac Pruitt is a listener, wanted me to examine or to somehow explain the label on milk, and I've said many times, if you were to compare the label on a bottle of raw milk to the nutritional label on a pasteurized bottle of milk, it's like night and day. And so he was talking about how to fix problems. We have to all work on it ourselves, because nobody else is going to fix your problems. You have to work on it. You can try to legislatively make things like raw milk more acceptable, if you will. That's one thing. And, you know, the way it's become so difficult for people to grow their own feed if they aren't using Monsanto or Dow products, because, you know, the stuff happens that combines all of them. A field on one side of the street that is open pollinated corn versus a field that is a Monsanto generated corn on the other side, and the wind comes along and blows the pollen back and forth, automatically you're going to have a cross-hybridization. Causes a lot of problems. Anyway, I appreciate your sentiment, Mac, and I appreciate your listening to this program. The idea is to generate ideas. Thus, we have invited Michelle Payne to visit with us. She is one of North America's leading experts in connecting farm and food, which is what we're all about. She has a passion for agriculture. I want to know about your childhood first, Michelle, and where you grew up and how you grew up and what that brings to your being able to help people when it comes to just the overall problems of having people relate to the farm. People just aren't relating to the farm anymore. They think the food comes from the grocery store. So thank you for joining us.
Well, thanks for having me, and like you, Doug, I have a great passion for dairy cattle. I happen to love the black and white variety, personally. And
I'm a brown cow guy. Jerseys are my...
Oh, well.
I have some Ashiers and some Guernseys, but I like the Jerseys. But we all have our thing. You grew up around... You like what you grew up around. I grew up around brown cows. You grew up around Holsteins, probably, right?
I certainly did. I've been owning them and breeding them since I was 9 years old, so it's a lifelong love affair. I'm actually from a family farm in Michigan, southern Michigan, where we had 60 registered Holsteins and alfalfa, corn, and soybeans, and learned most of my life lessons on that farm, like time management and work ethic and perseverance and all the things that most farm kids can relate to. Fortunately, I was given a voice because of my FFA jacket. I went from being a very shy young girl who couldn't stand in front of a classroom without crying to competing in public speaking contests and falling in love with speaking.
FFA, for those of you who are unwashed, is the Future Farmers of America. So at what age did you become an FFA member?
I actually started my freshman year in high school. I started my 4-H career when I was 9 years old and learned a lot of lessons through showing cattle and doing all sorts of crazy projects at the fair.
What sort of lessons? Then, what lessons did you learn?
In 4-H, I learned things like a 2,000-pound cow really hurts when she decides to grind her foot on yours.
We've all learned that the hard way. Yes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know, I think being around cattle and showing cattle, as well as the time management that's required, it teaches you work ethic, it teaches you perseverance, it teaches you pride in a job well done, and it certainly unquestionably gave me a love affair for agriculture that's irreplaceable. I love people. I work around people. I'm blessed to be a professional speaker and work with thousands of wonderful people, and obviously I'm an author too, but I really love cows, probably more so than people. So.
Well, I find that to be the case. I have very few friends, but I love my cows. And people say to me, and it happens almost every day, I went to a restaurant with a couple of friends on Saturday, and they ordered a big burger. And they said, doesn't that look good? And I said, no, it looks awful. And so the wife said to me, well, why is that? I said, because it's meat from a cow, and the cows are my friends. I love my cows, and I don't eat my friends. So I don't eat meat. I haven't eaten meat for 25 or 30 years, actually. And at first it was because I love the cows. Now I just don't think it's good for you. But that's my own. If the heavier of the two reasons is that I love the animals, and I can't imagine. Well, I have you would probably chuckle a little bit being, and I don't know you well enough. We've just met, so I don't know what your feelings are about these things. Slaughtering animals is part of how dairy farms survive, because they need to sell the meat. I never have done that. My cows go to a big retirement pasture, or I give them to people, use them for lawnmowers, and they have to agree not to slaughter them, but to let them live and die on their own, or put them to sleep or something. That may be considered eccentric by some. As a matter of fact, it is. People who are farmers look at me, they're, what are you, nuts? But that's just my thinking. And so when you come, though, from a background, you and I have similar backgrounds. It just, and the people that I grew up around ate the meat. I remember once going into the house for dinner, and there was a big piece of steak, and the fat wasn't white like what you were used to. It was yellow. And so I said to Dan and Elsie, who were very close to me, and it was their farm I was working on, why is the fat yellow? Well, this is Bessie or whoever it was, and she happened to be older, and so the fat was yellow. I was horrified. I don't know why I didn't think, well, you know, where the cows go. I was 8 years old at the time. So, you know, what I know, sure, the cows left and where they go.
Yeah, anyway. I can certainly appreciate that. But the one thing that we always try to help people understand around here is that providing food is the purpose of farm animals,
yes.
You know, whether that's milk or beef. And I know personally, I feel that it's an honor and privilege to care for those animals so that they can provide us for food. So I try not to gross people out, because I don't think they have quite the personal relationship that we do. No. And really, I mean, milk and beef, both very important protein sources, obviously.
Yes, for sure. You've written a book called Food Truths, From Farm to Table, which is one of the reasons that you were invited here. I want to talk about the relationship, which is a growing relationship, the food to table, the farm to table movement, restaurants and the CSAs, things like that. So we'll get at it, and I want to know more about you and your speaking as well. Michelle Payne is with us. Again, the book is called Food Truths, From Farm to Table. One of the things that is a truth, this program brought to you in part by the folks at ParachuteHome.com. ParachuteHome.com offers you, no matter who you are, the opportunity to have the best bedding you could possibly imagine on your large bed, small bed, whatever size the bed is. They also have other great home products, but their premier line is the sheets that are made from Egyptian cotton, stitched together in Italy, brought to this country and distributed. You don't have to go to a store to buy them. You buy them online at ParachuteHome.com. And you, when you enter that into your computer, ParachuteHome.com/DJV, you'll get all kinds of information about the various types of sheets and why this one's better than that one for your bed. There are sheets, pillowcases, duvet covers, all kinds of things for the bathroom and for the home. And with the DJV logo and identification, you get free shipping. And imagine this. You're buying sheets. You take them home. Try this at Macy's. And you don't like them. You're going to bring them back to Macy's? They're going to say, no, you slept on them. Well, at ParachuteHome.com, if you don't like your sheets after 2 whole months, you can send them back. Get your money back, get another set of sheets. They give them to the folks at Habitat for Humanity. It's a fabulous company making fabulous bedding. This is the time for you to consider the way to make your home extraordinarily comfortable. Loving going to bed is part of what happens when you have Parachute Home bedding. ParachuteHome.com/DJV.
You're listening to Love Advice with Leanne. Caller, you're on the air.
Hi, Leanne. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Why, in your professional opinion, do you never take my calls off the air?
Is this Carl?
Yep, it's Carl. I mean, we had a few dates. Everything was great, I thought.
Well, you know, when you switch to GEICO, you could save a lot of money on car insurance.
Okay, awesome.
You should call them.
I will.
GEICO, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
The forecast today is for skin itch and irritation, because with warm weather like this comes all sorts of bug bites and rashes. The best way to be prepared? With the power of 10. Cortisone 10, the anti-itch cream that brings fast-acting, long-lasting relief. Relief that lasts 10 full hours. So let's revise that forecast, because with Cortisone 10, your day is looking a whole lot better. That's the power of 10. Cortisone 10. Use as directed.
Are you concerned about your prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest, is there a drop in your romantic life? These problems may not just go away, so you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are naturally sourced. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life, guaranteed. Try it free. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-573-0477. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredients in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call us now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last.
Call 1-800-573-0477. That's 1-800-573-0477. Call 1-800-573-0477.
We have the benefit of input from Michelle Payne, who's written a number of books. She does public speaking, the farm-to-table movement. I belong to a group of farmers that are trying to get spread of raw milk across the country, and the name is similar. Food to Table, I think, is the name of the organization. And it just is now more difficult to open up the eyes of people. The public wants it, but how does the public get what it wants? Do you find that when you talk to people that folks are frustrated because they're not really getting what they want?
I find that people probably are more concerned about their food and worried about their food because of the amount of misinformation that's been fed out there to them, because really it gets down to marketing versus science. So that's one of the challenges that people are feeling, is that they need a science degree in order to go grocery shopping.
Yeah. And when you run across those people, use this like a head scratcher once in a while. So we're going to talk about how to be smart when it comes to shopping, and let's do a little shopping without any guilt. I don't want to lay guilt on you just because I have my feelings about cows. You buy and use what you want. 21 after the hour on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust. The Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
The Farmer. This is a program aimed at farmers, farming security, food security, that sort of thing, 24 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Michelle Payne, who's written a book, Food Truths from Farm to Table. You said that you go around the country speaking. Do you? How did you happen to take that on? How did that get started? You were raising, for people just joining us, you have judged dairy cattle. You've been raising Holstein cattle since you were 9 years old. I'm looking at some of the, I've Googled you and look at some of the things that you're doing with the animals. The respect around animals is something that I find a kinship with. But what, when you go, what sort of groups do you talk to and what's your focus?
Well, I work with a wide variety of people. I started my company, Cause Matters Corporation, and 16 years ago, believe it or not. And that's hard for me to believe. And since that time, I have worked with a wide variety of organizations from the Apple Processors Association to major agribusinesses to small mom and pops to dietetic associations to food and health groups. And Food Truths from Farm to Table, my new book, which was I was excited to be listed as the number one new release on Amazon.
Cool.
It has actually taken me into different food audiences as well to try to provide the perspective of truth and where food comes from. So really a wide variety of audiences around the plate, and what my focus is trying to get people to connect through a productive conversation at the center of the plate. So I offer training programs and keynotes accordingly.
So what comes up at these conversations? What's the number one question that you get in terms of as you coordinate these things? Because there is a disconnect. There is complete disconnection, I think, and disrespect, actually. I find I have on my dairy farm, what I've done over the years and I stopped 2 years ago. I was going to send you to my website, which is easilyfarm.com. We're just about to reinvigorate it. But a couple of years ago, I just stopped because it was craziness. And so coming around to in a suburban setting, trying to do farming, I'm not like you. You live, I think, what do you live with your family on a farm in Indiana now? Did I see that someplace?
Yes, my daughter and I live on a small farm, and we have registered Holsteins running around our front yard. So
who's milking them? Wait a minute. I want to know who's milking them. Who's milking those cows?
My So my neighbor actually milks them. We have the heifers and sometimes the dry cows here. So the heifers stay here until they freshen.
So that's what I do. Exactly. Same thing. I used to milk a couple of hundred, had about 500 cows at one point in time, all those brown cows with the beautiful eyes. And now I just raise heifers for a fellow in Pennsylvania, actually, who has the same sort of philosophy as I do. It's important to find that philosophy. But again, people don't know. They drink a bottle of milk. They think milk is milk. And it really isn't. Actually, earlier someone had sent me a note about comparing the nutritional value of raw milk to processed milk. And the question was, why does raw milk go off sooner than pasteurized milk? Because they put things into the pasteurization. It's the same thing as why with a hot dog does it last when you stick it in the ground for 100 years. All those preservatives that are in it make it last longer. And those sorts of things I would think would be important for you to share. Do you find people asking nitty-gritty questions like that?
I find people, again, are confused about where their food comes from. And the number one question that I hear are, who are those people anyhow, meaning the people behind their food? As I've mentioned earlier in my research with sitting around with moms around kitchen tables for food truths from farm to table, I consistently found that they felt guilty about their food and that they just want to do the right thing for their family. Mm-hmm. And part of that is trust. I mean, I think the reality is when you look at our society today, we don't trust what we don't know. I mean, as farmers, we certainly don't trust people who walk onto our farms and ranches.
No.
And don't know them.
Especially if they're from the government. All right, hold on just a second. We have to pause for a few things. Bottom of the hour business. Then we'll continue examining this book, Food Truths from Farm to Table, with Michelle Payne here on the American Family Farmer.
If you're a pro, you know this is not efficient because you know there's a better way. And pros also know that the better way to save money is to go to Lowe's. This Tuesday through Thursday, pros get 5% off all purchases in-store and online. Or save 10% when you use your Lowe's business credit account. So hurry in and save big on the supplies pros use every day. Visit the Pro Desk or LowesForPros.com for details. Credit offer subject to credit approval, U.S. only.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Entrepreneurs are increasingly optimistic about the economy, according to the Spring 2017 Bank of America Small Business Owner Report, but this isn't yet translating into new investment in their business. The survey of 1,000 small business owners nationwide found that 52% are optimistic the national economy will improve over the next 12 months, up a staggering 21% since fall 2016. However, some uncertainty still exists among small business owners, as revenue expectations and growth plans remain at the modest levels seen last fall, and plans to increase hiring shrunk to a five-year low of only 18%. Sharon Miller, head of Small Business Bank of America.
We saw a surge in economic confidence, and it's a great indicator of potential small business growth in 2017. However, we do see a wait-and-see attitude persisting as we see entrepreneurs hold back on making new investments to hire and grow in the year ahead.
For more, visit newsroom.bankofamerica.com.
Hey, Mom, I got your message. Do you need me to come home early?
Hi, dear. We're all doing fine. The kids haven't slowed down all day, and thanks to Blue Emu, neither have I.
But I thought you said...
Well, I tried your father's Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief Cream. It worked fast to relieve the pain in my achy muscles and joints.
Blue Emu, huh?
That's right, and it's odor-free.
Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief. Beat the pain, and it...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Family farmer Doug Steffen here at 34 after the hour, our weekly foray into farming and food, what it is that we can do to put all of these interests together. This half hour brought to you by the folks who bring you Super Beats. Tell you why that's important as we move ahead here with Michelle Payne, who's written Food Truths from Farm to Table. So, what can we do to bring the various parties together? You seem like you're on the forefront of this out there. You said trust was important. That's such an important word. How does that trust factor enter into truth and trust? Two very important words in this overall discussion, don't you think?
Absolutely. And truth and trust are words that we think about and consider every day on the farm. So for any farmer that's listening, you need to know that Americans still respect farmers as one of the most highly respected occupations in the country. But recent studies, for example, from the Illinois Farm Families a few years ago, showed that people do not trust farming. And the distinction is that farmers are people and farming is a practice. And as we had alluded to earlier, you don't trust what you don't know. So when you consider the fact that only 1.5% of us are on a farm or ranch today, that leaves 98.5% who aren't on that. And then if you look at other studies, for example, one from Michigan State showed that 75% of Michigan residents had not been on a farm in the last 5 years. That's terrifying to me because about where food comes from.
The place where I am in suburban Boston, Framingham is the name of the town, there have been people who have never been on a farm. People who are 30, 40, 50 years old, their first experience coming on a farm was on my farm where I use the dairy as a teaching tool to help children understand just because the cows are big, you don't have to be afraid of them. There's so much, Michelle, so much fear built into how children are raised these days, whether it's the animals or maybe even the food, you know, that kind of stuff. And that plays back to the trust quotient, doesn't it?
It absolutely does go back to the trust question. And I think one of the mistakes that we have made in farming is that we have to take responsibility for people to understand what we do. It's impossible for everyone who's out there in a grocery store to get to a farm. So one of the ways that I encourage folks to connect with people at the center of the plate is through social media. And that's not the only way to do it. It's also through shaking hands. It's through personal conversation, potentially virtual Skype tours and life real tours. But it's about having enough guts, if you will, to have the conversation about how food is raised today.
You have a website that I'm on right now, causematters.com. And there are plenty of interesting tidbits. I love this circle, the focus. As soon as you click on growing and understanding of food and farming. And so what I see with my, I have one pal in my town who is the produce guy. I'm the dairy guy. He's the produce guy. And we were talking about this the other day, how he has to do entertainment things on the farm to bring people to the farm because they find it just as easy no matter what the season of the year. They think if they go to Whole Foods, they're getting fresh. Well, They can tell you they are, but most of the time during the year, you're getting fresh from California. You're not getting fresh from Massachusetts. And so that's part of the whole thing. The food may look great, but it's been on a truck for 3 or 4 days versus the guy who's down the street that you can go buy it from, or maybe he brings it to Whole Foods. But isn't that part of the educational, that's the gap that's so huge there, Michelle?
Well, and I think it's interesting, if you look across the 25 food truths that I wrote about in the book, is there's any number of issues that people don't understand, from hormones to antibiotics to soil to chemicals to sustainability to food waste. I mean, the reality that we have to face in a country that talks a lot about sustainability is that 40% of our food is thrown away.
Unbelievable.
40%.
Yeah, right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And the food truth that I wrote about is that the answer to food waste is hidden in your refrigerator.
Yeah. And how you use
the reality is.
We buy too much. We buy too much food. We order too much at the restaurant. We're given too much. It's easy. And we also don't pay enough for it, frankly. I mean, that's the reality is that we want cheap food, but we want good food. We don't want to pay for good food. We just want good food. And they don't go together.
Well, and I think it's interesting because one of the things I wrote about in sustainability is the fact that long-term sustainability has to do with viable family businesses that can last generations. And when you can compare that today's on the food dollar, a farmer receives an average of about 16 or 17 cents of every dollar that you spend on your food, and then compare that to back in the 80s, it's a significant lower amount that the farmer is receiving.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of challenges, I think, throughout the system. But what I try to focus on is what farmers can control. And what farmers can control are people's perception and how food is raised today.
Yeah. So you use social media. You mentioned that a few minutes ago. I've been a big fan of that. I'm trying to, as I said, get into the Twitter and Facebook business more as I reopen the farm. The controlling the message, that's very important because you can. That's your job to have. It's kind of like knowing what's going on in your body. It's not the doctor's job to know what's going on in your body. It's your job to know what's going on in your body. And the same thing is true here. Find out what the people who want to buy your products want and grow it for them or produce it for them. Don't give them stuff that they can't use, right? It's like trying to make peach milk for somebody.
I think when you look at the research that's been done across food science is fascinating, and talking with food scientists and looking what's happening. You know, for example, Greek yogurt, when you look at the dairy market, has been a huge uptake because of the demand for protein. But when I speak with folks that are on the food side of the plate and dietitians, I also try to help them understand that a farm can't just change what they're producing overnight. Many times, no. We produce what we do because of the soil types that we live in or the specialization that we have. And so the challenge is in a population that doesn't understand science and perhaps hasn't been on a farm is getting them to understand the realities of what's happening today in food production.
Mm-hmm. Do you spend more time when you're talking, do you talk to mothers, do you talk to fathers? Who is it? I mean, I'm guessing, I don't know this for a fact, although I'm thinking about the people that come into my store, mostly women are the ones that are coming to the farm, women and children. Is that the case for the most part? Do we give over any power to men, or is it pretty much women that are doing all of this and they're the ones that ought to be approached?
Well, the International Food Information Council, FMI, I believe it was, actually showed that amongst Generation X and younger, so my generation and millennials, that one of the fastest growing trends is that males are buying the food. And so when I speak, I mean, obviously to agriculture audiences, I speak primarily to males, but I also speak to female groups. And when I'm working with food groups, that's unquestionably mostly female-oriented. And, you know, I wrote the book Food Tours from Farm to Table for both sides because I don't believe that there's a lot of differentiation in the questions around food. Where the huge differentiation is between genders to me is in food choices is guilt, because moms feel guilty. I mean, it's unfortunately just the way that we're wired, and they feel particularly guilty around food when they, again, don't understand what they are supposed to be trusting.
In what way, Michelle?
How do moms feel guilty?
Yeah.
They feel guilty that they're not doing the right thing for their family. They feel guilty that they've been led to believe that there is only one type of label and that they have to buy, quote, the right food, quote, from the right label. And what I basically came down to is that, look, food is raised the right way by the right people for the right reasons. Mm-hmm. And to encourage people to either know the science of food, the system around food, or farming. And if you know one of those three, I think that you can make some pretty logical food decisions.
Well, one of them comes on, and I'd like to talk to you about this in a moment as time allows, whether to have GMO or non-GMO food, the pesticide question, what information is there. We all have strong feelings about that, and I'm not sure that we all are together or there any of us all together know completely the facts. So let's pursue that for a moment as time allows. Coming up to 44 past the hour, you are what you eat. That is indisputable. You are what you eat. What you put into your body is what your body will become. So I'm going to suggest to you here in the next 60 seconds, I'm going to make a case for using Super Beets. Super Beets is a circulation superfood grown from non-GMO beets. They are cooked, they are dried, they are powdered, put into the canister, and shipped to you so you can put a teaspoon a day into a 4-ounce glass of water, drink it, and through the nitric oxide that is so prevalent, so much a part, that's really what beets are, a super, super source of nitric oxide. And you'll ask, what does nitric oxide do? It opens up the arteries in your body so the blood can get through to your muscles, to your brain, to every single part of the microvessels in your body that keep you healthy and alive, keep your blood pressure where it's supposed to be. All those things that are important to you no matter what your age come as a result of you ingesting Super Beets. SuperBeats is a cardiovascular and circulatory booster like you wouldn't believe. So how do you get it? All right, Doug, I'm buying your act. I believe it. SuperBeats, I want to try them. What do I do? You call 800-655-4183. SuperBeats at 800-655-4183. Or you can go online to DougLikesBeats.com. DougLikesBeats.com. You get a bonus 30-day supply free. You get free shipping. You get a book about Beats and a guarantee that you will like what you're using or you get your money back. Go to DougLikesBeats.com, DougLikesBeats.com, or call 800-655-4183.
If you talk, they will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you. For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
There are two things every parent wants when their child goes to college: for their child to do well, and a way to afford it. Now, with Discover Student Loans, parents can have the best of both worlds. Not only do our loans cover up to 100% of school-certified costs with zero fees, but we'll give them a cash reward for each new student loan if they earn at least a 3.0 GPA or equivalent. That means every A in history or B in math could help them earn a cash reward for good grades. Just one of the many ways we treat you like you treat you. Apply now in 15 minutes or less at discoverstudentloans.com. Limitations apply.
Using the Groupon app, you can save up to $100 a week on what you do every day, like haircuts. Because even if you don't need a haircut, you're eventually going to need a haircut. Unless you're bald, in which case Groupon can save you a lot of money on skincare. The point is, using Groupon can save you up to $100 a week. Getting a massage? Check Groupon. Mani-pedi? Check Groupon. Looking for nearby yoga classes? Use the top-rated Groupon app to save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Download the app and save. Groupon.
I wish we had more time, actually. I'm quite intrigued with you and your message and your background. We have Michelle Payne with us, who has marketed and sold dairy genetics in 25 different countries around the world. This is a very important thing, food in developing countries. Again, we could go on talking all day long, but I want to get back to, in the moments we have remaining, to something you point out at causematters.com, and you sort of alluded to it. You tell food buyers, or you encourage them, to make decisions based on their own social, ethical, and environmental and health standards. So that's the discussion of GMO and non-GMO. How do you approach that?
The way that I approach that is that genes are the coolest ingredient on your plate, and unfortunately are frequently misunderstood. I mean, when you look at the opportunity of what genes can do in cattle, we both know how you can quickly improve cattle because of genes. So since I know we have a limited time left, I would encourage people just to consider choice and to getting to know the background, because there is not one right type of farming and there is not one singular right type of way to buy food. At the end of the day, you have to make the right choices for your family where you feel good about food and food can return to the celebration that it deserves.
Wonderful. Isn't it great? You know the show Blue Bloods? The TV show?
I don't. I don't get to watch a lot of TV because of my schedule.
All right. Well, there's a show on Friday night at 10 o'clock Eastern. It's Tom Selleck and a family of police. And the reason I bring it to the surface here is because the show often has the family, all the family, sitting around the table eating a meal. And as you just said what you did, that's what came into my mind, the family getting together around food. That's what we do. I get together. My family, my daughter and my son both live in California, and when I'm there, most of our time together is spent around a table, eating. And that's what brings us together. So it's so important for people to learn more about what the truth is here. The truth, from your perspective, may not be somebody else's truth. Facts are facts. Truths are different. So, Michelle, I laud you and appreciate. We'll have to have you back again to talk more about some of these things that are important that we haven't touched on. Michelle Payne, the book is called Food Truths from Farm to Table here on The American Family Farmer.
For me, it was the big S-Class from the 90s. Beautiful. My friend's dad had one.
The SL. All of the SLs. I've been watching those since I was a kid.
I think the 1971 SE was the first Mercedes that just blew me away.
Everyone remembers the first time they saw one, and the day they began to long for a Mercedes-Benz of their own. Well, that day may be a lot closer than you think. With a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz, you can experience the luxury, the unparalleled safety, the performance, and the style Mercedes-Benz is famous for at a price you can afford. Beautiful SUVs, sedans, coupes, and convertibles that are factory certified and covered by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 3 years, so you can drive without a worry for as far as you like. And during the certified pre-owned sales event going on now through May 31st, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services, only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Now 53 after the hour on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with this comment about full throttle agriculture, where production surges and markets are buckling and many of our farms in this country are left tangled in the wreckage. I know the story, mostly dairy farmers that are on the northern border because of the business losses to Canadian dairy. President Trump was right, and so are others who say we have a problem because there's too much imported milk coming in from Canada. We have a problem because there's too much imported dairy coming in from everywhere. We have a problem because there's too much imported food coming in from all over the world. All these trade agreements and the things that they represent, they are good for some businesses and not good for others. In terms of the farm, this could be the roughest year on record for farmers, whether it's dairy products, whether it's produce. The idea that we have as much of the ability as we do in our country to be the breadbasket of the world. Now we have competition, and all these farmers want access to our markets like we want access to their markets. They come to us in need often. The need is that they need food. But we now, the people are coming to us to sell us stuff because they need, their need is to sell us food. We don't need their food, but they want to sell us their food. So that compounds the problem. And so a lot of people who are dairy men and women especially are getting screwed 85 ways from Sunday with billions of pounds of milk, gallons, billions of gallons of milk on the market. And there isn't, you know, unless you turn it into cheese or ice cream or something, there isn't a market for it. And it's very, I find it, because I'm a dairy guy, very distressing, frankly, to see all these great people who have worked their whole lives around cows. I was at an auction a couple of weeks ago, a fellow 88 years old, who had a just magnificent Ashier herd of cattle. I sold 80 or 90 of them at an auction, got premium dollar for them because they were worth it. This guy, 88 years old, he kept milking cows because nobody else in his family wanted to work on the farm. His sons were there as the auction was going on, looking like they were going to get a piece of it. They didn't help their father. They weren't on the farm. And that's the trouble, because a lot of work and there isn't a lot of money, because the government and the markets that have been controlled by a few big companies have screwed up the business. So at what point are people who are in positions of power going to listen to you and me and fix it before we run out of people to milk cows, before we run out of people to grow produce that you want to buy in the local settings? It's, you know, it's fine to go to Costco and buy some stuff or BJ's or wherever you go, but you're not getting anything there that's really of value. You're buying something cheap. It's available and it fills the bill, but it really isn't good for you. It's not freshly produced. It's not, you know, you go out and watch the guy pick the lettuce and bring it in to the barn and wash it off and you buy it from him. Or go to the dairy farm, watch the cows being milked and buy a bottle of raw milk from those cows. You can't do much of that. You know, people don't want to anymore, mostly because they aren't educated, as Michelle Payne said. I have a few of the comments on this. Stand by for that in just a moment.
The forecast today is for skin itch and irritation, because with warm weather like this comes all sorts of bug bites and rashes. The best way to be prepared? With the power of 10. Cortisone 10, the anti-itch cream that brings fast-acting, long-lasting relief. Relief that lasts 10 full hours. So let's revise that forecast, because with Cortisone 10, your day is looking a whole lot better. That's the power of 10. Cortisone 10. Use as directed.
Hey, Mom. I got your message. Do you need me to come home early?
Hi, dear. We're all doing fine. The kids haven't slowed down all day, and thanks to Blue Emu, neither have I.
But I thought you said...
Well, I tried your father's Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief Cream. It worked fast to relieve the pain in my achy muscles and joints.
Blue Emu, huh?
That's right, and it's odor-free.
Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief. Beat the pain and enjoy life. Available at Walmart and Walgreens.
All right, so let me just sort of wrap this up. The idea of full-throttle agriculture and what some of these huge companies want to do, they want businesses, farms to be bigger and bigger and bigger. So there's a predictability to this, and it ends badly for the small farmer, for the medium-sized farmer, whether it's poultry, meat, vegetables, milk, honey, doesn't make any difference. And without the support of the local boards, people going to the farm and buying, without the support of local restaurants and public markets, you will see our supply of food descending into a cavern. There's no incentive for people because it's hard work and we're not getting paid enough. So you need to speak to your agricultural leaders and to representatives in Congress about changing some of this legislation, because otherwise we're a dying breed and I don't want to be a negative thinker.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.